It's time. We the North versus We the King. Never mind redemption. This is another chance. The best chance the Raps have ever had. It's time to dethrone the King, stake your claim as Eastern Conference contenders. It's time. Let the games begin.
The Cleveland Cavaliers sweep the Toronto Raptors. A gallant, valiant effort for the Raptors as they fight with everything they have, but succumb in four straight to the Cavs.
They stopped us again. It's our goal.
James dancing between the legs. Jumper in the air. Good. LeBron is doing it all. If you put a broom under his arm, he'll sweep the floor on the way back on D.
He has been the kryptonite.
I don't know about previous years and things of that nature. I know about this present Raptors team that we're facing. They're the number one team in the East for a reason.
DeRozan drives all the way up. Jams it down! DeRozan jams it down and he's fouled! Are you kidding me? Van Vliet for the win!
I think we have to come out and, you know, show that we're going to be aggressive, show that we're going to be physical.
We got to rely on what got us to this point, and that's the top team in our conference. And, you know, as long as we approach that with that confidence, we'll be all right.
It's time for BMO Raptors Basketball on TSN 1050, the voice of the Raptors.
It's go time at the ACC. The Raptors getting set to take on the Cavaliers in game one. The script a little bit different this year. The Raptors are the ones with home court. Let's get to the starters first for Cleveland.
Mary High School, a 6'8 forward, number 23, LeBron James. Out of Lakewood, a 6'6 forward, number 5, J.R. Smith. From UCLA, a 6'10 center, number 0, is Kevin Love. Out of Creighton, a 6'7 guard, number 26, Kyle Korver. And from IUPUI, a 6'3 guard, number 3, George Hill. The head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers is Tyronn Lue.
Well, there are the Cavaliers, and it's time in a minute to hear the Raptors, and we'll tell you that the Raptors starting lineup is brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. This spring, open up to a Subaru at your local Ontario dealer with lease rates starting at 0.5%. Toronto, well, in some circles actually favored as people are looking for a change this year with the Raptors. They've built their team to shoot the three. They've built their team to defend. They built their team to try and knock off the bully on the block, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Everybody has their issue. Everybody has their team that they can't get past. If you heard us in pregame, the Lakers and the Celtics battled. The Pistons couldn't get past the Celtics. Then the Bulls couldn't get past the Pistons. The Pacers had their issues with the Knicks. And in this era, LeBron stands in a lot of people's way, but in particular, the Toronto Raptors over the last two seasons. Toronto will try to right that issue tonight. Let's get to the starters. Mark Strong, your in-arena host, will bring out the Toronto Raptors.
Raptor fans, we got it started in the middle of the key. The lethal Lithuanian, number 17, JV. Jonas Valanciunas, representing the ROC, the Republic of Congo, number 9, your number 1 rim rocker, this is Serge Ibaka, the rookie on the front line, by way of the UK, wearing number 3, OG Anunoby. He is your 4-time NBA All-Star from North Philly to your city. Give it up for Kyle Lowry. And your 4-time NBA All-Star, Mr. I Am Toronto. They call him D-Ball. Make some noise with the coach of the Toronto Raptors is D.C., Dwayne Casey.
So the Raptors get set to walk to school and face the bully that has taken their lunch money the last two seasons. But Sherm, this time they're not walking alone. Lowry and DeRozan have help. They got friends. They call their buddies, and they've got a bench that has been potent all year and a new style of play that they hope will land them in good stead.
And a bench that has performed well, a bench that carried them a lot of times throughout the season, and having their key guy on the bench and Fred VanVleet back in the lineup, we saw the importance of what he can bring in Game 6 against Washington. But as you said, DeMar and Kyle do not have to carry that load. They have to be leaders. They have to bring what they bring every single night. But now they've got guys that, if they have an off night, can step in and fill that gap and really carry this team. And that just creates a comfort, a confidence, and an understanding of team, which we've seen all season long.
The Cavaliers will wear the wine-colored uniforms with a little bit of gold and navy blue trim. The Raptors will wear the home whites as we get set to tip it off. Raptors will look to continue the streak of winning game ones. It's one in a row right now after defeating Washington. And this crowd is already gassed up with the chant of "Let's go Raptors." Valanciunas with one more body block before he takes the floor with CJ Miles. Toronto will go front court, left to right. Cleveland right to left, attacking the Bay Street end. Pat Frere, Derek Stafford, and John Goble are your officials. Toronto wins the tip and will bring it front court. On the bounce, near side is Kyle Lowry, staring at George Hill. Gets it to DeRozan, reverse layup, up and in. Toronto off early. DeRozan takes it to the hoop and scores.
I like that aggressive take by DeMar. Got the switch on Kevin Love and just continued to power through the resistance, able to reverse that and lay it in.
James, far side, hits Love. Jumper in the air, no good. Near side, left wing, back comes Lowry. Hustles it up court. Finds Ananobi trailing, steps into a three, no good. Rebound, Valanciunas up and in. Kevin Love, as great a rebounder as he is, could not keep JV off the glass there.
And we talked about this on the TV side. The advantage right there, showing Jonas Valanciunas tipping that ball to himself, using his size to able to rebound and make that bucket.
J.R. Smith, long three, no good. Rebound, run down. Valanciunas has it. Off to DeRozan. 4-0 Toronto. We're a minute 10 into the game. DeRozan, pull up three in the air. No good. A little bit gassed up. Back comes Cleveland. George Hill, front court. 10:35. We're just underway, first quarter. Hill drives all the way to the hoop. A defensive breakdown, and he lays in an easy one. 4-2 Toronto.
George Hill doing a good job using the rescreen by Kevin Love. And that time, Jonas and Kyle, as you said, a bit of miscommunication, no help, created a straight line drive for George Hill to the bucket.
Ananobi to DeRozan, front court, to Valanciunas in the lane. Great pass down low to Ananobi for the jam. Great cut by the Raptors. 6-2, Toronto in front.
Excellent job by Jonas. LeBron switched onto him in the paint. He didn't try to power through him. He did a good job of looking around, seeing Ananobi cut to the basket. An easy dunk.
Love down low to LeBron James, wheels to the hoop and jams it down near side, right wing.
The problem there, LeBron James didn't wait to see what the defense was doing, attacked, spun to that baseline and just took off and was able to finish with no resistance.
Raptor ball, far baseline, left side. They lead 6-4, 9:41 to go, first quarter. Ananobi will inbound on the baseline. OG gets it in. They find DeRozan into the lane. Scoops it up and in. He floats past a couple of defenders and gets it down. Raptors go up 8-4.
That time, DeMar DeRozan doing a good job. And again, the perpetual movement of DeMar is creating great opportunities for himself.
George Hill drives, misses the layup. This one contested. Back comes Toronto. Valanciunas with the rebound to Lowry. Drives all the way to the hoop past James and lays it in. 10-4 Raptors. Timeout. Tyronn Lue.
A dream start for the Raptors as they attack and put a lot of pressure on the defense of Cleveland. That time, Kyle, a little hesitation, looking like he was going to shoot the three. LeBron James just got out of a defensive stance for a split second. Kyle explodes to the basket and is able to finish and put his body between LeBron James so there was no chance to block the shot.
10-4, Toronto with the lead, 9:41 to go. First quarter, Ty Lue has obviously seen something he doesn't like. We'll take a break. It's the playoffs, the second round from the ACC between the Raptors and the Cavs. And you're listening on TSN 1050 Toronto. Well, a good start for the Toronto Raptors, Sherm, as they go up 10-4. 2 minutes and 46 seconds in. Ty Lue obviously seeing something that he did not like and opting for the timeout, but this has been a recurring theme with the Cavs defensively this year. Raptors shooting 63%, 5 of 8. Yet to make a 3, but 10 of Toronto's points, all of them in the paint.
Showing a lot of aggression, showing downhill movement, and understanding that as good as Cleveland is can be defensively on the perimeter, you get on the inside of that perimeter and it's pretty soft down there. You have the ability to attack. You'll get some resistance, but not the kind of resistance that the Raptors can place on the Cleveland Cavaliers in their paint. So you're going to try and expose that. That's one of the areas of weakness. And what that also does is when they're attacking, they're getting into the middle. That's forcing the defense to rotate. That's going to give the Raptors offensive opportunities on misses. So the game plan is built in so that the Raptors can not only score in the paint, but when they miss, use their size advantage and really punish Cleveland on the boards.
10-4 Toronto. They will defend as the Cavs will come front court right to left, attacking the Bay Street end. George Hill, Lowry up in him, making him work to J.R. Smith, far side. They go to LeBron in the post, far side, one-on-one with Ananobi. LeBron to a cutting J.R. Smith, the layup no good. But Kevin Love grabs the rebound, puts it up, no good. Rebound knocked away. Third chance for Cleveland. Korver, three, good. You got everything you want but the rebound.
Well, you're right. The defense got the stop, but collectively the Raptors unable to secure the rebound twice and then get punished by Kyle Korver stepping into what looked like a pass on the tip out for three.
10-7 Toronto. Valanciunas down low against Love. Kicks out to Lowry, repost to JV, wheels into the lane, the shot up, no good. JV after it, puts it up and in. He got right back on his pogo stick and laid it home. Now DeRozan makes a steal at the other end. DeMar into the lane, kicks to Lowry. Cross court, Ibaka, up fake, drive, down the lane, lays it up, no good. Valanciunas puts it back up and in, but they're going to wave it off and call the offensive foul on the drive on Ibaka.
A late whistle, but no question there was contact on that play. And Serge doing the right thing. He pump faked, had J.R. Smith leave his feet trying to contest it, and Kevin Love did a pretty good job of sliding in there to draw the charge as Serge tried to lay that in. But good decision. Maybe he could pull up for that 15-foot jump shot to avoid that charge.
12-7 Toronto. 7:55 first quarter. J.R. Smith, three, good. Came off the down screen and knocked it down. 12-10 Toronto by two.
And that's the problem right there. You don't want guys like J.R. Smith getting confident in terms of getting good looks from the three-point line.
And then the Raptors turn it over, coming front court. DeRozan's pass went out of bounds, far side, left wing. Ananobi couldn't get there. Looked like they got signals crossed, and here comes Cleveland looking for the tie. James, above the arc, far side, right wing, with his back to Ananobi. Gets it to Korver, three in the air, no good, rebound Valanciunas.
Excellent contest by Serge, got a hand up, did not foul Korver, able to get that miss.
Lowry into the corner, Ananobi, back to Lowry, open three, near side, good! Down the bottom of the well for Lowry. 15-10 Toronto.
Good job by Kyle after getting into the guts of the defense, kicking it out to the corner for the three. OG doesn't take it. Kyle's constant movement, able to get out to the three-point line and knock down that shot.
Kyle all over. Kevin Love makes the steal. Here comes Valanciunas to Lowry to a trailing DeRozan for three. Good! In the bottom of the well. Toronto takes advantage of the turnover. They're going to call it a three, but it's under review. Sorry, they're going to call it a two, but it's under review. 17-10 Toronto.
But I like the pacing, the defensive intensity, turning Cleveland over, getting out in transition and making that opportunity happen.
Love, three up top, no good. Lowry ran at him for a challenge, even though it wasn't his man. Here comes Toronto, 6:20. First quarter, they lead 17-10. DeRozan backs in. Short jumper, no good. Rebound, here comes Cleveland.
That's okay. DeMar being covered by George Hill. Decided advantage on the block. He just missed that shot. But again, the Raptors almost able to get it on the offensive glass.
And Kevin Love fouled by Valanciunas. Love embellishing the contact as JV tried to stand him up as he was going to set the high screen for James.
Well, Kevin Love ran into Jonas Valanciunas intentionally, and Jonas didn't budge. So there's no question that Kevin Love got the worst of that exchange. But it's hard to call a foul when you're standing there and a guy runs into you and he bounces off of you.
Valanciunas, six of Toronto's eight rebounds early on. 6 minutes, first quarter, 17-10 Toronto. Tristan Thompson in. James near side, into the lane. Pull up, fall away, no good, in the lane. Ball knocked away, here comes Lowry. On the run, Lowry kicks to DeRozan. It's a screen from Valanciunas, works left. Finds JV in the lane, floats it up, no good. They got the offensive foul on Valanciunas. LeBron was reading the mail, and you could see him, Sherm, falling already before the contact. If JV was able to stop, LeBron would have looked silly falling down with no contact.
Well, you're right, and just like that, Jonas has two fouls within a minute, and that changes what the Raptors have been doing in this first quarter. They've had a lot of success with Jonas. His activity, as you mentioned, six of the nine rebounds by Jonas, and now he has to come out in the game, and although Jakob has been great all season long, it definitely impacts what Dwayne Casey wants to do for the rest of this first half.
Kick ball on Toronto. Cleveland will inbound near side left wing. 5:35 first quarter. Toronto 17, Cleveland 10. George Hill to Tristan Thompson, now to James. Straight away, underneath to Thompson. On Poeltl, the jump hook up and in. Tristan Thompson undergoing a renaissance in game seven and early tonight.
Well, George Hill did a good job of kicking that ball across and doing a little button hook to set that screen on Jakob Poeltl for Tristan Thompson to cut to the basket. And Kyle Lowry just wasn't able to hold on to Tristan long enough, gave him the opportunity to get that pass and spin and hook that shot in over Jakob.
So they will review that shot. They called a two. As we go to break, 5:18 first quarter. 17-12 Raptors. It's the playoffs, the second round. The Raptors and the Cavs from the ACC, and you're listening on TSN 1050 Toronto. Back at the ACC, 5:18 to go, first quarter. Paul Jones, Sherman Hamilton on the floor with Steve Eliopoulos, Gareth Wheeler, Dwayne Watson up top with Sean Lavery. Back at Raptor Central, Keith Bauer and Natasha Shivraj. Raptors leading 17-12 with 5:18 to go. And we'll tell you to start your day with Landsberg in the morning, weekdays from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., recapping the night that was for the Toronto Raptors. So far, so good. Well, with the exception of a little bit of foul trouble encountered by Jonas Valanciunas. It's too bad because they took a rebound away from him. He's got five of Toronto's eight rebounds and was doing a great job in the paint. 12 of Toronto's 17 points, sure, in the painted area.
Well, and he was really helping the Raptors establish good paint presence by setting some good screens, allowing his guards to attack. But when he rolled to the basket, one time he got called for a charge. Another time he did a good job finding OG cutting to the basket. But just overall, Jonas's impact, because of his presence, really impacted the size on the glass, his ability to really be physical in the paint. And now we're looking at it and we're seeing Jakob Poeltl out there, who's done a great job all season long. But his struggle is going to be the physicality that the front line can present. Tristan Thompson's a load, and Jakob's going to have to match his energy.
DeRozan up top. Raptors working left to right. Ibaka against James. Kicks it back to DeRozan. DeMar on the bounce against Tristan Thompson. Into the far corner. Ananobi for three. No good. Nice D by Cleveland. LeBron James with the rebound.
Tristan, solid one-on-one defense against DeMar DeRozan there.
James in the lane, puts it up and in after a couple of up fakes. LeBron James cuts the Raptor lead that was once 7-3 at 17-14. Lowry, Ananobi, corner three, good, down the bottom of the well. 20-14, Toronto Sherm. I think that's a key tonight, so LeBron just can't roam all over the place.
Well, you're right, and Kyle did a good job really getting into the guts of the defense, and as the defense rotated to collapse on him, he found OG in the corner. Good vision.
George Hill, near side, left wing, to James, one-on-one with Ananobi. Turns, the jumper, no good. And they got the foul on Ananobi, and they're going to give him two shots. What happened to the sweep through?
Yeah, and they're trying to say that LeBron James was going into a shooting motion. But again, the whole season we've seen that call on the side. Ball out on the side, and LeBron James gets this call in the playoffs. So now you know, if you're the Raptors, you're aware. It's not like you don't expect calls to go LeBron's way. It's not time to complain about it.
Right.
Well, shake it off. Keep it moving. Don't allow that to consume you, because if that takes over, you're going to have a tough series, because LeBron's going to be on the right end of a lot of calls if you think about who he is and who the officials will respect in this game.
So James makes one of two, and at the 4:19 mark, first quarter, it's 20-15 Toronto. DeRozan in the lane, floats it up and in, and he got the foul on Thompson. He says, keep the meter running, I'm going to the line for one more. Biggest lead of the game for the Raptors at 22-15, and DeRozan a chance to tack on one more.
Well, a couple of possessions ago, DeMar was squared up one-on-one with Tristan Thompson at the top of the key. And Tristan did a very good job moving his feet and staying in front of LeBron, in front of DeMar. This time, the Raptors had DeMar coming off of movement, a much more difficult proposition for a forward like Tristan Thompson to defend. And because of that movement, DeMar was able to attack off of a pin-down screen, and Tristan Thompson really couldn't settle in and get into DeMar's body.
Cleveland with the ball, front court, down 8, 23-15, working right to left. Ananobi on James, fall away jumper, man, tough shot by James.
Wow, you can't defend that any better. Ananobi did not go for that spin fake, stayed with a good contest without fouling.
Lowry, deep three in the bottom of the well. Wanted the foul call, didn't get it. Toronto up 8 or 9, 26-17. Floater in the lane by James, no good. Tristan Thompson on the offensive foul over the back of Poeltl. Toronto with a chance to push the lead to double figures on this trip.
The Raptors doing a good job in terms of keeping the Cleveland defense off balance here. They're gut punching in terms of getting into the paint and making plays down there. And then they're balancing it out by getting some very good look from the good looks from the three-point line. The Raptors right now 3 of 6 shooting 50% from three, but how about shooting a tad under 65% from the floor overall? The one thing is the three turnovers they've had, they've given up 5 points, and we saw against Washington how that continued to build in certain games in that first series.
Cleveland 28th in the regular season in opponents' field goal percentage, allowing 47.4. Raptors by 9, 3.5 to go, first quarter. Lowry on the dribble, near side. Gets it to DeRozan, into the lane. Up fake, kicks it back to Lowry. Shot clock at 10, lots of time. Lowry calls for a screen. Gets it from Poeltl. Drives past Jeff Green, into the corner. Siakam for three, good! Down the bottom of the well for Pascal Siakam. 29-12, Raptors. 29-17, Raptors by 12.
And that's a great sign for the Raptors. Pascal Siakam just checks in, gets a very good look.
George Hill turns it over but gets it right back. Drive to the basket. Blocked out of bounds by DeRozan. It'll be Cleveland ball, right baseline, near side. The Raptors in the crowd performing well right now.
The defensive toughness, the second efforts, the Raptors on that possession, almost with the turnover, DeMar is able to block that shot as George Hill gets a little bit of light and tries to attack on the baseline.
Rodney Hood into the game. LeBron James sits down. Jeff Green also out there. Shot clock at 5. George Hill on the bounce. Kicks it to Rodney Hood. Contested 3 up top. No good. Rebound Tristan Thompson. 2:35 first quarter. 29-17 Toronto. Rodney Hood. Nope. I thought he got away with the carry. He didn't. And the Raptors will take the turnover front court.
I tell you what, Kyle has been
terrific.
Such a pest defensively. He's gotten into the ball handler. He's busted through screens. He's done a great job getting over those high screens and really disrupting what Cleveland's trying to do.
DeRozan with a turnover trying to find Poeltl on a tough pocket pass from the elbow to the middle of the lane. Back comes Jeff Green. Misses the dunk. But the foul will go on Poeltl. Jeff Green going strong, and it's kind of a signature Jeff Green move.
Yeah, no question about it. DeMar DeRozan retreating the whole time, and you give a guy with Jeff Green's athleticism a step or two in the paint, he has a chance to go over the top, and that time Jakob Poeltl tried to defend the rim and got the foul, but Jeff Green is a guy who athletically, in terms of his size and his length, he can finish on top of the bigs for the Raptors. So you have to meet him earlier and present resistance before he gets to plant too deep in the paint.
2:21 to go, first quarter. DeLon Wright in, Kyle Lowry out. Raptors leading 29-18. Jeff Green on the line for a free throw. Second one is good by the Georgetown Hoya. 10-point lead for the Raptors as they bring it front court, left to right. Jordan Clarkson picking up DeLon Wright full court. DeLon now into the front court. Finds C.J. Miles into the lane to Poeltl. Stops, puts it up, no good, but fouled by Kevin Love, who puts his hands skyward saying, I got my hands on the ball, as he puts his palms together. But they've got the foul on Love, and Poeltl will go to the line for two.
Well, it's the old rule. You set a good screen. If you want to get open, set a good screen, and that time Jakob Poeltl did a good job setting a pin down screen, and CJ Miles on the near side did a great job curling off that screen, going towards the middle of the paint, and as he got in there, Kevin Love showed Jakob Poeltl's roll into the basket. He found the angle to get that ball to Jakob, and in trying to retreat, Kevin Love ends up fouling Jakob Poeltl, but the screen set by Jakob opened up CJ Miles, which forces Kevin Love to help, which Jakob gets rewarded for. Those little things are what really count in the playoffs, possession by possession.
31-19, Toronto by 12, largest lead of the game, under 2 minutes, first quarter. And they've got a foul away from the ball on Siakam. Cleveland will inbound near side, left wing.
Well, you know, it's hand-to-hand combat down there.
Yep.
As Kevin Love was receiving a cross screen on the far side of the block, Pascal Siakam was presenting all kinds of resistance. I like the fight, but once you've done it for a couple seconds, you can't continue to do that.
Hood in the lane. Shot contested by Poeltl. No good. Back comes Toronto. DeRozan against Green. Near elbow right side. Backs it out. Minute 40 to go in the first quarter. Toronto by 12. Biggest lead of the game. Siakam up top to DeRozan. On the drive into the lane. Floats it up and in. What a move. DeRozan muscles Jeff Green to the tin and lays it home.
DeMar did a good job. He got a step and he kept the bigger Jeff Green on his hip. And when he got close to the basket, did a good job of elevating, not giving Jeff Green a chance to recover to block that shot.
Green up top. Shot clock at 8. Minute 15 in the quarter. Love underneath to Thompson. Kick it out. Clarkson 3 straight away. No good. Rebound. Poeltl has it taken away by Love, who lays it up and misses. Rebound to Poeltl. Here comes DeRozan, front court. Under a minute, first quarter, Toronto by 14. DeLon right 3, no good. Here comes Jordan Clarkson. 50 seconds, first quarter. Clarkson into the lane. The jumper blocked from behind by DeLon Wright.
Here comes Toronto. Siakam on the run, lays it up, no good. And they got Pascal on the travel. Wipe it out and give it to Cleveland.
I still love the energy defensively. DeLon Wright not quitting, able to block that shot of Jordan Clarkson from behind. And then Pascal Siakam off to the races. Thought Pascal should have given it up to DeLon early, and then he might have been the recipient of that pass over the top for the alley-oop.
Yeah, give it up, get it back. Thompson up top. 30 seconds. First quarter. And the Raptors thought they had an over and back.
Oh, they did.
But they ruled that it was touched by Toronto. Clarkson step back three, no good. Thompson with the rebound, shot clock violation. The Raptor defense has been tenacious here, holding Cleveland to only 30% Sherm. They have been up on them, pressuring them, ball pressure at its finest.
Well, they've been excellent. The communication, the energy that they played with, they're connected defensively. And I love the multiple efforts that they're giving. They had a turnover that wasn't called, but still able to get the shot clock violation.
7 seconds in the quarter. Crowd raises up. DeRozan on the bounce. Three in the air. No good. And that's the way the quarter ends. A good frame for Toronto to start it off. One lap of the track down. And Toronto leads it 33-19.
The Raptors clicking on both sides of the basketball. You better believe Cleveland expected the Raptors to come out with this kind of energy. Now you've got to back it up with a good start in the second quarter and force Cleveland to have to play above board basketball to dig themselves out of the hole. The Raptors getting it done on both sides of the basketball right now.
Take a break. First quarter down, 33-19 Toronto. Playoff intensity at its finest. From the ACC to second round, you're listening to Raptors Cavs on TSN 1050 Toronto. Second quarter, 33-19, Raptors in front. Biggest lead of the game at 14. Tomorrow is McHappy Day. That means $1 from every Big Mac, Happy Meal, and Hot McCafe beverage will go to the Ronald McDonald Houses and their local children's charities. Get out there and strap on a feed bag tomorrow for a good cause. Raptors with a solid first quarter, Sherm. No other way to put it. Playing with good energy, good intensity. It's about sustaining and maintaining right now.
Well, no question about it. And the difficulty that they're presenting for the Cleveland Cavaliers is they're moving the ball with a purpose offensively. That defense can't keep up with the basketball. The Raptors with 10 assists on 13 made field goals. They're shifting the defense. They're making them play that accordion style defense where they expand them on the three-point line, they contract them by getting into the guts, and then they throw it out the three-point line, force them to close it out. They're just doing a good job of moving the basketball and forcing that defense to rotate.
Raptors picking up full court as Cleveland will inbounds to come 94 feet right to left. One of the tactics that's used to kind of wear LeBron down, keep the ball out of his hands. He'll be guarded by Siakam. Siakam, Van Vliet, Wright, Poeltl, and Miles for Toronto. Clarkson, three up top, got it. James, Clarkson, Green, Love, and Hood for the Cavaliers. They trail 33-22.
And that's going to be one of the issues if you're going to trap LeBron James and he kicks it to guys and they start making choices that are good ones and making good offensive plays. You're going to have to figure out if you want LeBron to score or let all these other guys get their mojo going.
Van Vliet up top, right side, near wing. Cross court, Siakam. Pull up, jumper in the air, no good. Rebound comes down to LeBron James. Brings it front court, right up the middle of the court. Siakam sitting in front of him. James backs out. They get the switch. Poeltl now guarding LeBron. He backs up. Shot clock at 5. James works left. Cross court pass to Hood. Jumper in the air, no good. Rebound Siakam. Outlet Van Vliet. That was a great pass by James.
Unbelievable pass in. Siakam played very good defense, and LeBron still able to find Hood in the far corner over the top.
Van Vliet off to right, far side, and they've got a foul on Cleveland. They've got it on Rodney Hood. Raptors will inbound far side left wing.
Interesting. On the switch, Pascal Siakam switched with Jakob Poeltl. and that allowed LeBron to go one-on-one on Jakob. But what the Raptors' defense did very well was really condense themselves and get in the paint and show LeBron a lot of jerseys. But as you said, LeBron with the great vision to still find Hood in the far corner.
Right underneath to Siakam. Misses the dunk, but fouled by Hood. Great backdoor cut by Pascal and a delivery by DeLon on the money. Pascal, though, will have to go to the line to get his two free throws from there. Doing a terrific job with their activity again, the Toronto Raptors.
And as much as that was a great play and a great read by DeLon and Pascal making a good, strong move, that needs to be an and one. Needs to be a finish right there. He got hit. You wanted to see him lay that in and get the finish and get to the free throw line for one. But those are the kind of opportunities you need to take advantage of when you have the defense dead in the water and all they can do is, in desperation, reach out to foul you. You want to get that and one to emphasize your point.
Siakam's second free throw good. 35-22. Raptors by 13. Clarkson picked up by Van Vliet. Runs it over the midcourt line, coming right to left toward the Bay Street end of the ACC. Cavs in the wine uniforms with gold and navy blue trimming. Kevin Love in the lane. Puts it up and in. Was going from near side to far side. Up fake. I swear he dragged that pivot foot. No call, and he laid it in.
Unless he had a magnet in his toe and some force on the ground. I don't know. I need to see a replay to see that he didn't drag that foot.
DeLon Wright gets a two back with a layup coming down the right side near wing. 9:50 first half. 37-24, Toronto. Clarkson, guarded by Van Vliet. On the bounce, into the mid post, into the lane. Turns, loses the ball. And they're going to call the foul on Van Vliet. Wow. Fred, it looked to me like he jumped away. And it was Clarkson's out elongated elbow that caused most of the contact for him to lose the ball.
Now, he did get Fred off his feet. The question was Fred initiating the contact or was Jordan Clarkson turning into him? And it looked like Clarkson just lost the ball trying to pivot.
Love misses the reverse layup. Pirtle challenges the shot. Raptors looking for their biggest lead of the game. Miles to Siakam, now to Van Vliet. Toronto in the white working left to right. Fred on the bounce, works left, far side. Now top of the lane, three, no good. Rebound out of bounds. It's Cleveland ball.
Got a switch they wanted. Kevin Love trying to defend Fred Van Vliet, and Fred steps back and is unable to knock that shot down. But this extended defense, I like it from the Raptors, trying to use their depth to wear down the Cleveland starters in terms of LeBron James especially.
James into the lane to Green, fouled by Pirtle. LeBron making the play. He was double-teamed on the kind of a brush screen they had, not a full screen and roll. Green slipping to the basket. Two guys on LeBron, and sure, he makes the right basketball play regularly.
Well, he does, and right now over trying to listen to assistant coach Rex Kalamian as he talks to C.J. Miles and Fred Van Vliet, just trying to steal information. But you're right, LeBron James has seen every defense that you can throw at him. So he's going to make the right play most of the time. The question is, can your defense catch up to his decision-making? Or can you preemptively attack his decision-making and make sure you're there on time, on target? You're going to have to throw multiple looks at him. You're going to blitz him. You're going to go under the screen. You're going to go over the top, soft shows in terms of corralling him. There's all kinds of ways to defend him, and you've got to be prepared for his counter to those defensive decisions.
Van Vliet drives near side, fouled by Clarkson. 37-26 Raptors. The free throws were good by Jeff Green. So Jeff Green off the bench with 4 points. Raptors lead it by 11. 8:59 first half. Miles three, got it. Catch and shoot in the bottom of the well. Straight away up top. 40-26. Raptors by 14.
I think he kind of caught Rodney Hood off guard, not expecting him to get that shot off.
James in the lane, floats it up and in. 8:40, first half, 40-28 Toronto. DeLon Wright to Jakob Pirtle. On the pass, gets it to Wright, near side, right wing. DeLon on the bounce now against Kevin Love between the circles. attacks, crosses over. The floater up, no good. Had a good look, couldn't get it down. Here comes LeBron James. Up the right side, far wing. Drives into the hoop, puts it up, no good, but the foul on Poeltl. That's going to happen every time LeBron playing downhill, and any kind of contact is going to go to his advantage.
And he got a nice little rug screen by Jeff Green early in that possession. And once he turned the corner and started heading down, Jakob Poeltl was at his mercy. You can't do much. You try to stay vertical. You try to move your feet. But the speed and the power and the finishing ability of LeBron James is always going to compromise you. And now Jakob Poeltl getting taken out of the game because he has three fouls. And Dwayne Casey trying to say to Jonas, with two fouls, you're coming back in, but you got to be careful to not pick up that third foul.
James misses the free throw. Back comes DeLon Wright. Into the lane, DeLon floats it up, no good. Rebound knocked away. Here comes Cleveland in transition. Rodney Hood with a breakaway dunk.
Yeah, DeLon Wright driving to the basket. You're Fred VanVleet. You need to get back as that other point guard and make sure there's some defensive balance. That time, nobody back. Easy bucket for Hood.
40-30, Toronto by 10. 7:45, first half. Valanciunas, short jumper in the lane. Short, rebound Love. Outlet to Rodney Hood, or to Jordan Clarkson. Drives, reverse layup, up and in. 40-32, the lead is 8. 7.5 to go. VanVleet drives, puts it up, no good, but is fouled. The late call on Clarkson. Fred will go to the line, and Ty Lue saying, Dwayne Casey was calling a timeout. My guys eased up. Play the whistle.
That's right. It's like a boxer saying, hey, I didn't have my hands up because I thought the official was saying something. You get knocked out, that's your problem. And that time, Fred VanVleet taking advantage of Jordan Clarkson, who just kind of eased up a little bit. And in attack mode, Fred is able to get to the free throw line. But you think about what's happening right now. The Raptors offensively slowing down a bit. You didn't expect them to shoot 65% for the whole game. Still shooting a solid percentage at a shade under 54%. But Cleveland has gone up from 30% in that first quarter to 40%. So you combine the offensive slippage from the Raptors with the improved offense from Cleveland in the second quarter. And all of a sudden now you're starting to feel it get a bit more tense as Cleveland has kind of closed the gap here.
7:20 to go, first half. 42-32 Toronto after the VanVleet free throws go down. James on the bounce. Works to Clarkson, near side, left wing. Siakam jumps out on the switch. Clarkson drives into the lane. Floats it up, no good. Rebound, Valanciunas. Outlet to VanVleet up the right side, near wing.
Boy, Cleveland missed an opportunity there. Fred VanVleet defending LeBron.
VanVleet into the lane to Siakam. Kick out, Valanciunas, three, no good. Rebound, James. Quick hit ahead, Kevin Love, three at this end, no good. Rebound, Valanciunas. Green runs over Lowry, no call. Back comes VanVleet. 6:39, first half. VanVleet lays it up and in, near side, right wing. Timeout, Cleveland. The lead back to 12 for Toronto at 44-32.
Again, another great decision by Fred VanVleet. Caught the defense sleeping a little bit. Just changes speeds, is able to get by Jordan Clarkson and finish that, which could have been an and one as well. But I like Fred. Not knocking down that shot. Stay in attack mode. Get to the paint. Finish in the rim. At the rim.
6:36 to go. First half. 44-32. Raptors lead it by 12. From the ACC, it's the second round of the NBA playoffs. Raptors and Cavs. And you're listening on TSN 1050 Toronto. FIFA World Cup 2018. World Cup Russia is coming this June to TSN 1050, official radio broadcaster. Every game, every goal, every highlight, be a part of the spectacle. And been a spectacle here so far if you're a Raptor fan. Love the fact that your team is shooting 53%, and they've got a 12-point lead at 44-32.
And they've withstood a bit of the push that Cleveland has thrown at them, and they knew it was coming. Cleveland is not just going to lay down in game one of the second round of the playoffs, but you've got to be able to present resistance when Cleveland makes those runs. Listen, the Raptors, again in a game one in the playoffs this season, have had a dream start in terms of field goal percentage, the ability to put points on the board in the first quarter. Keeping Cleveland down in terms of scoring and field goal percentage, those are the starts that we didn't see consistently in the regular season. They've done it again. The second quarter, it's about maintaining and being able to resist the pushes that Cleveland's going to throw at them. And so far, so good. But we're only a bit under halfway through the quarter. Cleveland ball coming front court, right to left toward the Bay Street end of the ACC. James, Green, Hill, J.R. Smith, and Korver in the game. Green into the lane on Valanciunas, lays it up and in. Nice move by Jeff Green. JV teetering there with the third foul. A possibility, but Green laid it in.
Well, you better know that Cleveland understands getting Jonas out of the game with foul trouble is what they want to do. So I expect them to continue to run things offensively at Jonas to get those switches.
Lowry throws it away. The play got blown up. Here comes Cleveland trailing by 10. James to J.R. Smith. Corner three, no good. And they got the foul on DeRozan. And Dwayne Casey looking like one of the temptations, wheeling his fist, saying he walked into the corner. And it'd be hard to disagree with Casey on that one. Three shots for J.R. Smith.
Yeah, and DeMar DeRozan just got him on the follow through there. But Dwayne Casey might have a point in terms of J.R. Smith shuffling to retreat to the three-point line and probably traveled. But it doesn't excuse fouling a three-point shooter. And DeMar DeRozan has got to know better. It's got to be a good contest, but you can't foul a three-point shooter.
The game within the game. LeBron James standing about 10 feet from Dwayne Casey.
He's got a mean grill on him right now.
Looking at the play call, signaling it to Ty Lue. There are no secrets at this point.
No.
I mean, but that's a defiant Dwayne Casey basically saying, yeah, you know what? Here's the play. It's coming. See if you can stop it.
No question. And LeBron, as usual, having a conversation with Drake, yucking it up. He's great at compartmentalizing things and saying, hey, we can smile over here, but on the court, it's all business.
44-37. Smith makes three free throws. Back come the Raptors. DeMar DeRozan with a soft floater, baseline right near side from 10 feet out. DeRozan makes it 46-37, Toronto. James, far side, right wing, on the drive, reverse jam, gets all the way to the hoop and dunks it down. 46-39, the Raptor leads 7. Ananobi check in at the next dead ball.
Tough proposition. You get LeBron James on the baseline, expect the help to be there. It's not there. He's going to finish with force.
DeRozan kicks it far side. Van Vliet, three, good. In the bottom of the well for Freddie V. 49-39, Toronto. Smith, kick out to Green. Back to J.R. Smith, guarded by Valanciunas. Smith on the bounce. Pull up, jumper in the air, no good. Toronto gets the stop. J.V. trying to move his feet out there with a good contest. Van Vliet into the lane. Kick it back out to Lowry. Drive near side. Floats it into the corner. Siakam drives baseline all the way to the hoop. Lay it up. No, they wipe it out. Offensive foul called on Siakam. As Cleveland stood in there. It was Siakam on the drive. And Jeff Green taking the contact.
Well, Jeff Green did a good job defending Jonas Valanciunas, and as Pascal Siakam tried to drive from the far corner, he slid over into position to take that charge. Good recognition defensively.
George Hill, elbow jumper near side, short, rebound Lowry. Two on four, Lowry still pushes all the way to the hoop, kicks it back, intercepted by James. Kicks it near side, J.R. Smith for three, good. 49-42, and the 23s get into it. James pushing Van Vliet. Fred might be small in stature, but he knows nothing about the back down.
Well,
And he should not back down at all. And I like the fact that Freddie's going after LeBron. LeBron tried to push him out the way. The official's still trying to tell the Raptors to take care of Freddie and keep him away from LeBron. But this is what Raptor fans want to see. Don't be bullied by LeBron. Stand up to him and make sure he knows that you're not just going to walk over this whole team.
Well, Fred tried to foul him in transition. They didn't give him the foul. Smith knocked in the three.
But it's on the rebound, even though the shot went in.
The action was on the shot in terms of the box out. And they've got the foul on Fred VanVleet with the shot going in. And James will now get a free throw. Sherm, I got to tell you, I've talked to an assistant coach from another team who said that you've got to accept the fact that three or four times a quarter, a call will go against you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
And that's the mental toughness you have to have as LeBron misses a free throw. But the official saying that Fred VanVleet pushed LeBron on the free on the shot that went in. But what about the push LeBron had on Fred VanVleet after the play was dead?
That's like a flea trying to intimidate an elephant.
It's still a foul.
It's still a foul. Valanciunas in the lane. Drives, puts it up, no good, but the foul called on Jeff Green.
Well, I like the determination there of Jonas Valanciunas. He had great post position in terms of middle of the paint, and he just knew that he had the size advantage. A good dribble spun, and he forced Kyle Korver to come over to help, and Kyle ends up fouling Jonas. But when you get that possession in the paint, and Jonas is typically going to have a smaller defender on him, you want to see him take advantage of that. You want to see him make a play with force around the paint. And on that possession, instead of kicking it out, he went straight to work, and he was able to get rewarded with free throws.
So JB misses the first one. 50-42 Toronto. Raptors by 8. Valanciunas dips, fires, second one good. 9-point Raptor lead, 51-42. 9-point lead, 3:45, first half. Ananobi guarding James. LeBron into the lane. Kicks it out to Jeff Green, gets it back. OG right in his grill. James, three ball, near side, no good. Rebound, Valanciunas. OG drawing LeBron into a little bit of one-on-one. Kyle, three up top, no good. Rebound, James.
I love OG's determination. He's got no quit in him, and he's just battling with everything.
What kind of a screen? What kind of a screen was that by Jeff Green?
It's called a moving screen.
A moving illegal screen, and Green knocks down a three in the corner.
And that's the difficulty right there. You called it a moving screen set by Jeff Green that throws Ananobi off balance, and that shifts the defense. Jeff Green's able to knock down a shot, but if that foul is called on the moving screen, it kills the possession. The Raptors are going the other way with some momentum.
So let's take a break. 51-45. Cleveland's cut it to 6. Timeout, Toronto. 3:01 to go, first half. From the ACC, it's the second round between the Raptors and the Cavs, and you're listening on TSN 1050 Toronto. Back at the ACC, 51-45, Raptors lead it by 6. Their lead was as big as 14 at one juncture. But you know, Cleveland is not going to roll over. They are not going to lay down. LeBron James scored in the last round 24, 46, 28, 32, 44, 22, and 45. He averaged 40-plus points in wins. However, no Cleveland teammate scored as many as 20 points in any game of that series. A little note for you. The last team to win a playoff series against an opponent that knocked them out of the playoffs in each of the previous 2 years, where the third time was the charm, was the San Antonio Spurs in 2003 that beat the Lakers. Lakers put them out in 01 and 02. Raptors trying to do that here, although Indiana's felt the sting for the last, what, in the last little while, five times the Pacers have been put out in the conference final in the last 2 years here by LeBron.
Well, if the Raptors are trying to exercise some demons against Cleveland and trying to get game one of this series, they've got to make sure that they limit these turnovers. Now up to 8 turnovers and have given up 13 points off those turnovers.
Lowry drives near side against James. Gets to the hoop, lays it up, no good. Rebound tipped up twice by Valanciunas. Ibaka can't get it. Back comes Cleveland on the run. J.R. Smith, step back jumper, got it. Sherma, the wrong guy to kind of let get going.
Yeah, it looked like Serge had a chance to secure that offensive rebound and just wasn't able to, and that allows Cleveland to get out there and get a clean look. And now Jonas turns the ball over for turnover number 9 again. Got to limit those turnovers. At least that's a dead ball turnover on the sideline, but you still got to take care of the basketball.
About 13 of Cleveland's 47 points have come off turnovers. James, front court, on the dribble against Ananobi, goes far side. Jeff Green against Valanciunas. Pull-up jumper by Green, good. Jeff Green drills it. JV on the island out there, and Cleveland has cut the lead to 2 at 51-49.
Well, Cleveland's saying, Dwayne, if you're going to play Jonas Valanciunas with a couple fouls, we're going to attack him, and if he's just going to back off, we're going to make sure we make him pay.
JV to Ananobi, cuts on the baseline, reverse jam, good by OG Ananobi.
And Dwayne Casey, arms in the air, saying, where's the foul? But now we've seen a couple of times in this first half where Jonas Valanciunas is hooked up with OG in terms of OG cutting behind the defense for an easy look.
They're going at Valanciunas. They lob it up on the alley-oop, and Green lays it in. And now George Hill takes a foul in the front court as he was trying to defend Lowry. 1:20 to go. First half, 53-51 Toronto.
And you know, Dwayne Casey's keeping Jonas out there even though they're attacking him. And that just may be done for the fact that he wants Jonas' confidence to stay high. He wants Jonas to understand that he's going to play him through these tough moments and allow him to stay on the floor. But Jonas is doing some good things on the other end of the floor in terms of screen setting, getting big in the paint, and making sure he's trying to create second chance opportunities. Jonas has over half of the Raptors' rebounds with 11 of the 21 rebounds. And as I spoke about him, now he comes out of the game.
Well, minute 20 in the half, Sherm, you probably don't want to risk the third foul.
Yeah, you're trying to make sure that he survives this first half without that third foul. And he did a pretty good job of playing with some foul trouble and moving his feet. But they did pay a little bit because Cleveland saw that and just attacked him consistently with guys like Jeff Green who can handle the ball on the perimeter and really expose Jonas in terms of lateral quickness.
Lowry makes 2 free throws. He's got 10 in the game. 55-51, Toronto by 4. James to J.R. Smith. Puts it on the floor. Kick out. They swing it. Korver, 3. Good. Cleveland breaks them down and moves it to their best three-point shooter. 1-point Raptor lead, 55-54.
You got to know who you're defending. Maybe you stunt at Jeff Green and allow him to shoot instead of letting Kyle Korver to hit a wide-open three in the corner.
Miles, corner three, good. CJ got it in the bottom of the well. 58-54, Toronto by 4, trying to hold off the Cavs.
Quick catch and shoot by CJ, knowing LeBron's on him, had to get up there and get that shot off quickly.
35 seconds, first half. James, double teamed, in the lane to Hill. Kick it to J.R. Smith, corner three, good.
This is a problem, man.
Yes.
This is a problem. J.R. Smith has got his rhythm, and he can really open a game up, and the Raptors trying to show on LeBron and force him to give it up. Well, you get it to George Hill, who's a very good decision maker. He finds J.R. Smith, and it's lights out.
Well, this is something you're afraid of.
That's right.
Because now when LeBron decides to drive, the other guys have helped. DeRozan in the lane. Spins on George Hill, floats it up and in. Wanted the foul call, didn't get it. 4 seconds to go in the half. Korver, 3, partially blocked. And the Raptors will run to the locker room with a 1-possession, 3-point lead at recess.
And although the Raptors are leading, you got to be concerned. You're shooting over 55%. Cleveland's shooting under 47%. But you've coughed the ball up 9 times and given up 15 points off those turnovers. And that's allowed Cleveland to close the gap here in the second quarter.
So Wheeler, Watson, and Lewenberg, for your listening breakdown at halftime. Kendrick Perkins getting into it with Drake on the way out. It's the playoffs. Familiarity will breed contempt. 60-57 Raptors. You're listening to the second round from the ACC, Raptors and Cavs on TSN 1050 Toronto.